basically he said is that the inyan of precious is chassidus, as you say that in a little while also, that the idea being that since it's very easy to cross the line between things that are mutter and things that are asur, so the more a person pulls back the line and doesn't get involved and dependent on gashmiyistic things, the safer he is from not abusing them. And now he's going to explain. He explained quite a few different things like that. Now he's going to explain clothing. Hamalbushim v'hakishutim. Clothing and jewelry and other kinds of adornments. Lo hizira ha-Torah al yofim v'al tavnisam. The Torah did not make any prohibitions when it comes to how nice they can be or what they should look like. Ela shalo yebem kilayim, the yebem tzitzis. There shouldn't be kilayim, those are the prohibitions, and there's a mitzvah, they should wear tzitzis if they have four corners. Otherwise, seemingly, there are no mitzvahs when it comes to clothing. I don't know why he doesn't mention snias, right? That's clothing, there is an idea of tavnisum, right? How the clothing has to look, legabe snias. Also, there's an inyan of how clothing has to look, legabe davening. What kind of clothing you can daven in, right? There has to be derech covered or whatever, clothing that's mechubadim. And you can't have clothing that exposes your arms or your, what's it called, those are also halachas of clothing. And also there shouldn't be chukas hagoyim. Shouldn't be clothing that mimics the goyim in certain things in certain ways. So I don't know why he doesn't mention that. There are other halachas of clothing aside from kilayim and tzitzis.
And chukas hagoyim and... it's not inherent in the clothing. It's not din in the clothing. It's a din in those particular chukas hagoyim. Is it chukas hagoyim? You know, some clothing can change over time.
I understand. There's halachas in clothing. They can't look like goyish clothing, and that it has to be tzanua.
Also, it's not din in clothing. It's something overall that.
There isn't dinner clothing. It's what clothing has to cover. I don't know why tzitzis is a different din in clothing. It's a mitzvah to do with clothing. And sneers is a mitzvah to do with clothing. So, right? This is halachas of what the clothing has to cover and what it doesn't have to cover, whatever. Or that's also the tavnis of clothing. And legabi, what's it called? Legabi, how much it has to cover, legabi davening, there's halachas. Tavnis of clothing could be sleeveless or whatever. Those are halachas that are brought down. I don't know why there are less halachas of clothing than anything else. Yeah, I guess they are. He says there's no lo hizira Torah al yofyom or al tavnisam. Tavnisam l'chora there are halachas of what the tavnis of clothing has to be. It may not be in what's it called something that's for all times and all places the same way, but there is a thing that tavnis of clothing should not be mimicking goyim, or that surely tznius fits into this because there's certain parts of the body have to be covered.
Well, it could be covered in a different piece of clothing. That doesn't mean anything. On the long lines of what David's saying, clothed with another article of clothing, but that each piece of clothing has a din of shatness.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that has four corners has a din of
tzitzis. Okay, it's not a din of the clothes, covering of the body. Okay, could be. Okay. Seems more poshut though, that the chora, those are halachas to do with clothing. There's a halachas of clothing. Could be. He says, as long as they're not kilayim and they have tzitzis, as kulam mutarim, all clothing is mutar. Okay, we're just compounds the problem. And not all clothing is mutter. Omnam, milo yoda, however, everybody knows, shemalavisha sape'er v'harikma timshach hagaiva. On the other hand, clothing can lead a person to other averis. Dressing up in a way, a pompous way, leads a person to gaiva. Right? He dresses up very fancy or whatever, can lead him to... to feeling superior. Gam haznus yigvul ba. Also, dressing up fancy or whatever sometimes can lead a person to immorality. Milvad hakina v'hatayva v'haoshek hanimshochim mikol mashu yoker l'adol masiko. Aside from the general thing that if a person gets too much involved in buying expensive and fancy clothing, right, so he is going to end up being jealous of other people who have nicer clothing than him, and he's going to have the taiva for having more and more clothing, right, and stealing in order to do that, right. All these other averas are going to come or possible to come from the person being too much involved in clothing. Kvar omru chazal, kivan sheroa hayetzer adam shetole ba'akovo, memashmesh begodo, v'masalso besaro, omru zesheli, right? Person that yetzer hara sees that is starting to, what's it called, to be very careful about his clothing, and he starts, what's it called, making up his hairdos or whatever. He says he's already mine, right? He's already under my influence. Okay, so that is why there's an inyan to not to become dependent. Doesn't mean to you should wear sackcloth, but it means that a person should be poreish from having to be dependent on nice clothing or whatever. On the other hand, a person has a job and he has to make a nice impression. Somebody asked me in Los Angeles, they had a car with a little dent in it. I don't know, and they got money for it. They want to know, they would need the money for other things. So they fixed the dent. So what was the shaila? Then there, for his business, right, he's in investments or whatever, right, the impression he makes, if he's a schlepper, so people think he's a schlepper, what kind of way they would invest with him. But if he looks like he's a chosh of a person, it's a different story. So there it could be that having a nice car or wearing a nice suit or whatever is important, not just because a person needs it for his own edification. He needs it because of his parnosa. Or he needs it because, what's it called, that's the status that people have of in that place. And if he wouldn't dress like that, he would look taka like a schlepper or whatever. People would look down on him or something. So there are instances where having nice clothing or wearing nice clothing is important. On the other hand, when you become too dependent on it and it's not that necessary, then it leads to all these other averas. Even today, Shiva Bachrim, right? A lot of them are so concerned about what kind of hat they have and what kind of suit, and it has to all be labels or whatever. And if you can't afford it, which probably most Yeshiva Bachrim, smoothly cold people, are not exactly rich people, and that to keep up with the Schwartzes, you know, to wear these kind of clothing is a negative thing. It's a negative thing, right? So recently heard a story of a kid who came bar mitzvah, and the family was poor. They couldn't buy him, you know, a fancy new suit or a fancy new hat or even fancy new tefillin. The tefillin. And because of that, he didn't go to davening. He wouldn't, what's it called? He was ashamed because he didn't have the same kind of clothing his friends had. Not that he had nothing to wear or he had, you know, rags to wear, but he wasn't the fancy labeled things. He never wore a Borsellino hat. I don't know if that's in style now or not, but whatever the style is these days, right, and for the, you pay for the label. You don't pay necessarily for the material, you pay for what the label is on it. So that leads a person to all different kinds of averas.
What exactly does Tola Be'Kiva mean?
What? I'm not sure. Tola ba'kavo. I'm not sure. It means, it could be that he wears, what's it called, different kinds of fancy ornaments, right, behind him. Right? He wears a cape or something like that. I think that's what it means. I'm not sure. Right. Okay. Next. Hatiyul v'hadibur. Okay, traveling and speaking. Person can speak about anything as long as he's not speaking about Isur. And he can travel anywhere, right? He can go to Hawaii for Pesach, if you see these ads now and all these things, or he can go to Puerto Rico or all these other places that have no shaykhis to anything that people go to for Pesach. Omnum kamet bittel Torah nimshach mimenu. But taking, you know, trips around the world, right? How much bittel Torah is involved in that? Even though there's plenty of rabbonim there who are giving shiurim on this cruise to wherever, or this gigantic hotel that, right? Kama min lashon hara. A person can talk about anything, but it's going to lead to lashon hara. Now you talk about everything. You talk and you go on to yulim or whatever, so it leads to lashon hara. Kama min ashkarim, and not only lashon hara, it leads to lies. People lie about their exploits and where they were last Pesach or whatever. Kama min aleitzonis, that for sure. How much leitzonis does it lead to? V'omer barov dvorim ol yechdol pesha. The more a person talks, the more sins he has. The better thing is to minimize how much you talk. So therefore, a person, even though there's no isser, right, in going to Hawaii for Pesach, but again, if you get used to these things and become dependent on them, then you get poor and you can't do it, and everybody else is doing it, so you feel jealous, or you feel that you're just going to be, you know, not one of the guys or girls. So then you're, what's it called? You're bound to it, and then you have to end up stealing in order to get it, or cheating, or borrowing money from people, not paying it back, and it leads to a million different issuri. Klal hadover. Okay, so Mr. Shum says you get the idea. Right, you get the idea that that these precious is not necessarily something intrinsically important, but if you're not poreish, you're going to end up doing things that are wrong. So it's a siyog for not doing things wrong. Kivan shekolin yoni ha'olam einam elu sakonos atzumos. Since a lot of things in this world, right? Or he says all the things in this world present very dangerous possibilities of a person using them the wrong way and sliding into avodah. How's it possible that it shouldn't be praiseworthy, a person shouldn't be praised if he wants to separate himself and prevent himself from going over the line, pushing the bar, you know, farther away? And a person who wants to stay away from them in an extreme way, right, in order not to end up doing things that are asur, is a commendable thing. This is an important thing. That he doesn't take from the world what's not necessary, but only what's necessary according to his nature and, I guess, according to his Torah. And we'll see one second that he gives an example where somebody may have to do things that are rich, but he doesn't have to necessarily go overboard with them. This is what Rabbi Yudah Nasi said. Okay. The Rabbi Yudah Nasi, before he died, lifted his 10 fingers to Shamayim, and he said, Rabbanu Shlom, you are a witness that I didn't enjoy from this world with one of my pinky, nothing, and one of my fingers. Im hayosa Nasi Yisrael. That takes in consideration the fact that he was a Nasi, and because of his position, he had to act in a way that brought kavod to the Nasius. And you can't act like a pauper. You have to act like rich, right? There's malchus, right? Nasi Yisrael, v'shulchan of shulchan malachim, and his table was the table of royalty. And as kovet hamelech, he had to have all the accoutrements of what a melech has to have: beautiful tablecloth and beautiful dishes and silver and all the fine foods. Behechrich liyakar nesiuso. In order to give kavod to the Nasius, he had to have a very, very, very fine, fancy table with everything that it can include. They had all of the fruits and vegetables in season, not in season, right? And that was only the tip of the iceberg of everything else. I mean, even that they had. right? Every delicacy you could imagine, in season and out of season. The Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Kamokin, same thing it says by Chizkiyo. So what he says on the bottom, Kesel Sarna says, what it means is that, of course he had all these things, he had to. He was a Nasi. But he didn't have to enjoy them personally. He could have them there, other people enjoy it. Tosa says that. That he didn't necessarily have to enjoy them, but he had to have them. So he had them on the table, and other people enjoyed them, and that was a cover for the Nasius. There was no reason that he had to eat all these things. So he separated himself from it. But he didn't separate himself from having them and having a rich-looking table because he was a Nasi Yisrael, and he had to do that. That was Mukhrach. What he had to do, he did. What he didn't have to do, he didn't have to eat from it, he didn't do. That's the idea. In Tisha the Tomar, Im Kain Efo Shazed Dover Mitzdarich Mukhrach Lama Lo Gozra Lava Chachomim. If that's the case, that this is something necessary, then why didn't they make takonas? The people shouldn't have extra nice clothing. Why didn't the Rabbanon make zeres in these things and say people can only wear, you know, what's it called, simple clothing? They can't. Nobody can wear nice clothing. Clothing has to cost this much and this much or whatever. Why didn't they make zeres like that? The answer is very simple. But has to be, the Rabbanon never made a gzeira that most people can't keep. So first he says, chasidus, and he has a long he'ora here. It's mashma from what he says, and it's more mashma from what he says than what Rabbi Cheskel Sarna says, the Mechilas Kavodo, that not everybody can be a chasid. Not everybody is required to be a chassid. Everybody's required to be a tzaddik. We said from precious on is chassidus. Not everybody can be a chassid. Right? They ain't rovat sibri yachol nils chassidim. I will die lohem shu tzaddikim. It's enough, they should be tzaddikim. Right? A person has to be a tzaddik. He doesn't have to be a chassid. And most people can't reach the madrego being chassidim. Die lohem lios tzaddikim. It's enough for them to be tzaddikim. Ah chassridim asher ba'am. Hachafetim liskos the kirvoso yisbora the liskos bischusom the chol shara amon hanitlo bahem. However, there are individuals who want to go more than they're required to do, right, and reach a closer relationship with the Rabbono Shel Olam, right, and they are mezake the rest of the people with those madregas too, even though they don't personally reach them. But by having a connection, we'll see, with people who do, so they indirectly benefit from these madrigas. Lohem magil akayim mishnas chasidim asher lo yuchlu akayim ha'achirim heim heim sidrei aprishus ha'ilim. And therefore there are individuals who are can be on that higher level, and they can, what's it called, reach these levels of precious which the normal person can't reach, the most people can't reach. It's impossible, everybody should be on the same madrega, right? The Nitziv says that this is the idea of right and left in Yiddishkeit. He said everybody has to keep the mitzvahs, not do averis, but to get that closeness to the Rabbono Shel Olam, that's beyond mitzvahs and averis. That's something that is lifting Meshuras Hadin. That's something that not everybody can reach. That's the people who are right. Right? Maiminim ba, which means the people who do it with all their might or whatever. And then there's masmilim ba, people who are not on that madrega. And they're what's it called? They do it, they combine it with, they're not on that tremendous madrega of precious or whatever. They're called masmilim ba. But when it comes to mitzvahs, learning Torah, whatever, everybody's on the same madrega of mitzvahs and averis. Beyond that, there's different madregas. Yesh po'am madregos madregos ish lufi sichlo. Each person according to what he understands, what his nature is. Hine lepachos yechidei skula yimtzu ashi yochinu asatzma achana gemura. There are individuals, yechidei skula, who can reach these high levels. V'ayidei ha-mukhanim yisku gam ha-bilti mukhanim el ha-voso yisbarach v'ashros chinoso. And because there are individuals who can reach that level, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam loves the nation in general in the schus of those great people. And he's mashir his shechina even on the lower ones. Ke'inu t'dor sh'uzal b'dalit mina sh'belulav, like we find with the arba mina by the lulav. Yavo elu v'chapru elu. Some people are esrogim. Not everybody can be an esrog. Some people are aravas. Right? There's people who are excel in Torah and Maisim Tovim. And some people excel only in Torah, and some only in Maisim Tovim. Some in neither. They don't excel. They do what they're supposed to do. That's it. They're not excelling in those things. But however, when they're all together, then if a person has a connection, at least, to people who are a high madrega, so he benefits from it too. They were questioning something, whether it was a halacha or it's mishnas chasidim. It's not something it's a halacha everybody has to do. It's mishnas chasidim, and many things in Pirkei Avos are like that. The Rambam doesn't bring down necessarily as halacha. It's not halacha. It's mission chassidim, something that it's a desirable lifni mishura sadim, but it's not a halacha that everybody has to do. That's what he seems to say. Cheskel Sarna, yeah.
I was going to go ask about something you said earlier.
Okay, but Cheskel Sarna seems to say that that's not really the case. That everybody is really mechuyev bechassidus. It's not what's it called. The first sifin Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tomid, right? And all the chiyuvim that come from that is chasidus, and the Rambam, the end of Mor Nevuchim, and everything that's in the Shulchan Aruch is Lekol Yisrael, not only Yechidei Skula, he says. But what he means is that it's for sure in every generation there are different madregas in Klal Yisrael. Even in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, not everybody was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level. Then there was a level of Aaron, a level of the Zkenim, and so on. Not everybody reached the same madregos, right? And even though they're not nifter legamre from that madrega, but the Messias is, they don't reach it. So it's only when everybody, what's it called? When the Messias shown his mashma, not like that. He's mashma that is not in a mechuyu. That anything from Chassidus, he says the Ramban for sure argues on this, and he says that Kedoshim Tiyu is a mitzvah in the Torah, and if you don't, not Kedoshim Tiyu, you're a novel. But he just says that there's different levels of what a person can do according to his teva, whatever. But everybody's mechuyev according to what they are in Chassidus. The Mishnah's mashma is not like that. Not everybody's mechuyev to be a chassid, they're only mechuyev to be a tzaddik. And whatever they can, so they'll do the chassidus that they can do. They're not mechuyev in every Indian of chassidus. Okay, in any case, what exactly it is, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure. It's not mashma like Rabbi Cheskel Sarna says. He goes to great lengths to try to say that that's not the way, what he really means, but l'chora, that's what he says. That it's dai lohem liot tzadikim. It's enough to be a tzadik. It's not that, well, Metzius wise, they can't be more than that. It's enough, they can be that. This is lifti Meshura Sadin. There is such a thing as lifti Meshura Sadin. That's Chasidus. Mevater al-Shalom. He gives up something that's coming to him. And that could be in mitzvahs and averus too. Not only in money. Yeah.
Alright, well, first of all, this last thing. I somebody who was on a Madrega to be a Chasid is Mechuyev to be it. Because that's the Madrega he's on. Can't just say someone who could be a chassid.
Yeah, but not everybody says not everybody can be a chassid. Somebody who could be maybe is mechuyev.
Right, so
not everybody can. Not an amar.
Amaris can't be a chassid.
But not rove okay. People are amaratzim. Rove people, he says, can't be chassid.
He said, he doesn't say that. He says in rove a sibur yecholim yos chassidim.
Right.
Which means he's talking about over here that the sibur as a sibur.
Right. Can't, the rove people in the tzibur can't be.
Are not going to be a chassidim.
So rove people can't be a chassidim. Rove people aren't amaratzim.
Those two senses mean two different things.
What do you mean?
Rove people and saying and the tzibur.
Tzibur means all the people there are. robe people is most of the people who exist. Right? Tzibur is just the full measure of people in Klal Yisrael. There's 10 million people, most of them can't be Hasidim, so say. There's 10 million people in Klal Yisrael, most of them can't be Hasidim. That's Rov HaTzibur. In a Takona, Rov HaTzibur in Yechon Lambamo means Rov HaTzibur, can't be available.
Rav has said many times that Sibur is a entity by itself.
That means all people in all generations can't be Hasidim.
Since in the Sibur there are many different madrigos, you can't have the Rav Sibur being Hasidim.
That means,
but statistically, it can't happen. Doesn't mean that any individual in the Sibur doesn't have the potential of being on the higher madrigo.
Yeah, but if you take
a tzibur, you're not going to have it.
No, he doesn't say that. He says it's rove of the tzibur can't do it. Well, what's regular tzakon? Because rove tzibur yechol labam means most people can't do it. There are there are individuals who can, but most people can't do that. That's what it means.
By any particular halacha, means that most people don't have the potential doing it,
right?
Or in the ma'aser, you don't have Rav Tzibur able to be lamed bo.
What's the difference if they have the potential? Most people can't do it
because
Doesn't say they don't do it. They can't do it
because Chazal anybody does. You don't make a gezerah if people cannot be able to stand up to
can't
it.
Can't be
if,
able
on,
to
on,
do
on
it
on the merger.
So that
on
means
the,
that most people can't do it. They can't do it. Not that they don't do it or they don't want to do it. They can't
do it on
the
present madrigo. Doesn't mean they don't have the potential to do more.
Then they can do it. So why didn't they make the gezerah? I understand. Can't means they can't. That means not just according to the present madrigo. Means they can't do it.
Well, it's just when. You're talking about the Yom Kippur at the present moment. You're talking about a Sibur. Sibur, you have to go by the present moment. You're always going to have some people at the present moment being alone in Madrigo. Any individual, a person can grow.
So what's up? Dai Lohem Shiyu Tzadikim?
I talk about the Sibur.
What's the difference between Sibur and all the people? I get down here. Sibur means all the people in Klal Yisrael. It's the same thing by the Esrog and Lulav. We're talking about what's it called? There are people who are this madrega, whatever.
So you have 60% on the low madrega. When they grow,
an arava can never be an esrig.
When part of those people grow,
we're comparing to the arvaminim. The arava can never be an esrig. It's an arava. It's not going to be an esrig. It doesn't have the potential to be an esrig. It's never going to be an esrig. It compares it to the arvaminim. They're people who are aravas. It's not that they're aravas now, tomorrow they'll be an esrig. There are others.
Why can't someone change? That's what it means when it has Torah and Midos. Yeah. So a person can grow. That's what we see. We always have some people on the lower Madrega. So we say, you don't make a gazera on the Sibor. There's something at the Sibor at the present moment can't do it. Doesn't mean that individual
doesn't have that present moment doesn't say that. It says, Einat Sibor Yichol Lamba.
That's what it means.
Sibor can't do it.
Can't roll with Sibor Yichol Lamba.
Yeah, that means they can't do it. Not that they don't want to do it or they didn't do it now. It means they can't do it. They most people can't accept that gezeira. They can't do it. It's impossible.
I was trying to say something.
They can't do it. It's something too difficult for most people. There are yechidei school who can do it. Most people can't. It seems very partial. That's what we say. Okay, we'll start with this next week and see if we can figure out again. Rabbi Cheskel sounded very strong. He has a mean that he has to come down to the Ramban, who surely doesn't agree with the Silas Hashorim. He holds that Kedoshim Ti was not Hasidus. He holds that Hasidus starts after Precious. Precious is part of Sadikus. But if it's Mishnah's Hasidim, it means that not everybody has to do it. If you're not a Chassid, you don't have to do it. That's all. The halachas in the Rambam that they say before is only Mishnas Chassidim, not for everybody. And then Shem for sure says like that. Not everybody can be a Navi, not even the potential to be a Navi. And that's what he says. Those are the things that are lifting Meshur Sadin, those kind of Madragas. It's not that everybody has the potential. No, not everybody has the potential. Right? It says, what's it called? The Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Some had the thing that Roy Lohem Lishos, some not. Some there was not Roy Lohem Lishos, not just at that moment, they didn't have the potential. it's not just at that moment.